Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love some movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from a hotel room in San Francisco, California, on Sunday, February 10th, Two Oceans 13. Yesterday, I did the biggest movie interruption yet. It was Twilight at the Castro Theater as part of SF Sketchfest with co-interrupters Greg Barrett, Michael Ian Black, Patton Oswalt, and Zach Galifianakis, and I will play the opening from that show at the end of this boner mini. Next weekend, I will be at the Winter Comedy Festival in Traverse City, Michigan. Friday, I'll be at the State Theater with Todd Barry, and Saturday, I'll be at the Old Town Playhouse with T.J. Miller. And then Sunday, I'll be on my way back home. I'm going to stop off and do a Doug Loves Movies at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois. O'Hare adjacent at 420. Come celebrate President's Day Eve with me and three really great guests, none of whom are named Jeff, TJ, or Pete. Monday, February 18th, I'm back in Los Angeles for a Benson Interruption taping at the Nerd Melt Theater in back of Meltdown Comics on Sunset Boulevard at 420, of course, and tickets should be on sale soon or now. From the corrections department, I've been told that, in fact, Mark Wahlberg does get into a fight in Rockstar in the opening scene with future guest Timothy Oliphant. That's wishful thinking on the future guest thing. Atlanta, Georgia. I'm doing stand-up at the Punchline on Saturday, March 23rd at 4:20, and a Doug Loves Movies taping on Sunday, March 24th at 4:20. Now, Twilight movie interruption from SF Sketchfest. And SF doesn't stand for sucky fucky, by the way. And as always, Team Jacob is a shithead.
Thanks, Steve.
Yep.
Is that mine?
There's a
any one of those?
Here, and then
okay, yeah, sure, whatever one.
Hey. Hey, everybody. Wow, I'm going to sit right here in the middle in front of this lady. Enjoy watching my fat head, lady. We did it, you guys. 1,400 people. And a beautiful, gorgeous Saturday afternoon. We could be out in the park getting high. And instead, we
parked and got high and came in here to watch installment uno of the greatest cinematic achievement. And you let me finish. Since the Ernest movies. Let's just get it out of the way. How many people here like Twilight? Okay, I'm very comforted that you're mostly in the balcony. Very far away from me. Because we're probably not going to have very nice things to say about it. But it's all meant in good fun. This is a big, beautiful theater. I got to choose any movie I wanted. And for some reason, I picked this one. I should have said something cooler, but I guess it worked. Well, that and the people I have co-interrupting. Usually for these shows, I don't like to give away who the guests are going to be, because that just leads to sadness when those guests can't make it. But these guests are all very... One of them might not be here yet, but they are very, very reliable. The one that lived here for a long time is the one who's having the hardest time getting here. Appropriate time. But more about that when I get him out here. I just want to say one quick thing to my good friends here in San Francisco, one of my favorite places to play. I am coming back on April 19th and doing a Doug Loves Movies at Cobb's Comedy Club. Followed by a stand-up show that will be a countdown to 420. We'll do a midnight, we'll do the countdown. And then on 420, I'm doing two shows at Cobb's that will be recorded and come out a few months later as my new album for the year. Yeah, so all that shit's on sale now. And let's bring out my amazing guests. The reason that this place is so full, I can't give all the credit to Twilight. Please welcome my friends, Greg Barron, Michael Ian Black, Patton Oswalt, and Zach Galifianakis. Closest to me and mouth most full of chocolate. Michael Ian Black, everybody. MIP3, I like to call you. And have you seen Motion Picture Twilight before?
No, I haven't read the books. I know very little about it.
Very excited.
Other than I'm going to love it.
That's awesome. Greg Barron is here, you guys. As I introduce you, let's take a seat in the front row and sit down. That way we'll see how the mics cooperate with all the ways sitting near each other. Greg Barron.
Hey.
How are you, good buddy?
Good.
Have you seen the Twilight films, any of them?
No, but I went to the wrong movie. Here, I just am late.
Went to the Roxy Theater?
I went to a different theater. I went and saw something. I went and grabbed a random something called Skylight. Completely different.
Oh, here in the past, no, sure, Skylight somewhere.
No, where was the Bears? I'm done.
I did see him raising up your hand. You need a joke for why I was late. And then you're standing around writing a joke instead of getting over there. But thank you, my friend. So what you're saying is you're just not that into Twilight. Patton Oswalt. Patton Oswalt's a big fan.
Thank you. going, Pat? Good to see you.
So your microphones don't squeal.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's tricky. You gotta put Zach out there on his end. His mic is has a cord on him. Look at that. Beautiful.
Oh, okay.
That's what people love to watch when they come out. Doesn't care about the movie or the jokes. Just, how are they gonna get to their seats? Zach Galifianakis is here! So Twilight 1 has an interesting challenge. Yes, I know, I think it's not as good as Part 5, but I also thought experienced the entire thing. So let's find out together. Let's take a seat, Zach. Thank you again, everyone, for coming. And please, do what you must to enjoy Twilight.
Another talkie, eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.